Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, NFL Sirius Radio's own Mike Clemens joining us. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy Brewers Day to everybody.
Happy Brewers Day to everyone. So we talked last night a lot about this football team, and specifically we started with the offense and just kind of the dysfunctionality that it has. They've had more than a few sloppy plays, penalties. I mean, a lot of things are plaguing this team right now.
No, it was a day where you had Aaron Rodgers throwing a ball to the ankle of Marquez Valdez-Scantling when he's wide open. And when Mason Crosby misses 4 out of 5 and a point after touchdown. So Mike McCarthy was asked about an hour ago, what's been the demeanor of Mason Crosby after having such a horrible game in Detroit?
That's a great question. I think, you know, because to me, he's an example of what I'm looking for. I mean, you talk about hitting a bump in the road. I mean, he hit a boulder, for God's sake. So, I mean, but he's the same guy. He's working at it. And I, you know, personally, obviously, you root for a guy like Mason because he exemplifies what a Green Bay Packer is. So, you know, once again, he'll rely on his instincts and don't over-evaluate. Trust himself. Trust, obviously, the other two guys in the battery, and he'll be back to normal.
So Mason's hopefully going to get back to normal. At what point do we look at this offense to start to get back to normal?
Well, 520 yards offense, but you can't put up enough touchdowns. They haven't been putting up. They've only got like 8 touchdowns for the year so far. 520 yards offense in a loss. No punts. Penalties, 112 yards. You know, 12 penalties, offsides, false starts. I asked Aaron Rodgers about that.
Again, it's on the players. You know, we have to do a better job of limiting those penalties. Offensively, you know, we got those kill the drive, negative yardage plays. It's those and sacks and negative yardage runs, and we got to all do a better job of finding a way to keep the sticks moving forward because we've been playing behind the sticks in a number of games, especially in the first half, where you got 3rd and 11 pluses, which are very low conversion plays. So we got to do a better job of the little things, and penalties are a part of that.
So the next question is, what are the coaches saying to the players? I mean, when they get breakdown of the position groups, you know, what are they saying about how do you get your head in the game and avoid these penalties, even though maybe the refs are ticky-tack? And here's what Devontae Adams had to say.
Something that Mike talks about is, you know, the combative penalties are going to happen because it's part of the game, but pre-snap and discipline, stuff like that, we got to make sure that we get those out because all that does is limit you. You know, OPI and, you know, holding and stuff like that is going to happen as part of the game, but we obviously want to limit that too as much as we can.
Mike, when you talk about Devontae Adams, I mean, you know, this is an offense that needs to get a better start. We've got Aaron Rodgers saying that the matchup downfield, they need to get him the ball more. He's their playmaker. How do they do that?
I don't know. You know, like we talked about last night, I think Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers think that there are more shot plays that they should be taking early in the game, particularly when they see teams come out with a single high safety. Devontae's dealing with a calf injury, but he still got separation pretty good last week against the Lions. He says it's sore, but it's coming along. And, you know, when they talk about the little things, it's actually pretty technical. There's a lot of things that people do in the hand-to-hand combat, and whether you're going to turn left or turn right, depending on how, you know, you get the inside or outside leverage from a defensive back and where you're supposed to exactly be. Where's the window going to be in a zone defense? And so Devontae talked about they just need to – he thinks they're close at being more on the same page.
Just executing all the small things. I mean, you know, I got to make sure my steps are right. You know, Twill's got to make sure he's handling his end. You know, making sure we extend. It's the small things that lead to big plays. You know, Aaron Jones likes to – he doesn't like to get tackled a lot, so when he's squirting out of there, I got to make sure I'm continuing to block it downfield, and those are the ones that spring and can put us in a position to be up early.
The other thing, Mike, is
that's leadership. Yeah. That's leadership from a receiver saying, and you know what? I got to follow through on my blocks downfield because that could be the difference between Aaron Jones scoring or just getting a first down.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing goes with special teams. I mean, that for as much as we talk offensively and defensively, special teams have been, with you know, Mason Crosby aside, they've had some sloppy moments there too.
They've had sloppy moments, and let's talk about the safety position. Ha-ha Clinton Dix. This is a former first-round pick, a guy who went to the Pro Bowl in 2016. And now the drop-off. And you would think after you had Micah Hyde go to the Bills and now Morgan Burnett go to the Steelers, this guy who's in his contract year would be just all over the field and making a case. He said this quote to the Wisconsin State Journal, "Right now I'm playing each and every game like it's my last. I don't think I'm going to be here next year. That's how I look at it. I have to be honest with myself. You have to play game to game, whether we're losing by 60 points. You got to go out there and perform. This is my biggest interview of my career, so I've got to perform regardless of what the record says." It's almost like he sees Burnett go and Micah Hyde go, and he figures, nah, the Packers aren't going to renew me. Maybe he's already checked out. And then you got Josh Jones, a second-round pick from last year, athletic as heck. Everybody knows he can go all over the field. But here's what his comment was when he blows a 64-yard kick return from Ty Montgomery early in the game at Ford Field against the Lions. Here's what he said why he got called for holding.
As far as, like, what happened on, I know, Ty's long return, I mean, it was just a bad call. You know what? What I could have did better by getting my head across, maybe they wouldn't have called it. Maybe I could have just laid on the guy, man. They wouldn't have called it. You know what I'm saying? But he sold it, you know, pretty good, man. And just anytime a guy falls behind a returner on any type of return team, they're gonna call that penalty 9 times out of 10. It's just the nature of the game and how they look at it. You know what I'm saying? They thought a guy got blocked in the back. It's 50-50. It's a toss up.
So, not my fault, but, you know, maybe it wasn't. Maybe he just felt it was a bad call, but you kind of go in the not my fault route. This team just needs to do a better job all the way around, Mike. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, you guys say they deserve more playing time and want to be in there, and I get it, but, you know, damn it, you got to be technically sound and you got to be better.
Josh Jones should be one of the starting safeties. We shouldn't even be talking about this. Ha-ha Clinton Dix and Josh Jones, both athletic, on the back end, and one of them headed to the Pro Bowl. And instead you got Kentrell Bryce, another undrafted guy, Jermaine Whitehead, is pushing to get in there. You know, what's going wrong here with the draft system and being able to secure and not give up these 75-yard touchdowns to Stephon Diggs and on and on and on? So this was Josh Jones. He does a show called Clubhouse Live in Green Bay at a club, and it's sponsored by the Green Bay Press Gazette. And he was talking the other night about, all right, sure, you had the ankle injury at the end of training camp, but he was sort of egged on to say, you're a second-round pick, man. You should be a starter on the defense, right? And here's what Josh Jones said.
That's what I'm here for. I mean, you ain't going to take a player in the second round to not contribute to the team. I mean, am I right or am I wrong? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Some guys play this – everybody play this game for different reasons. You know, some guys play this game because what comes with it, what they can get out of it. Some guys just – they enjoy just getting a check every 2 weeks. You know, they're okay with just being mediocre and not improving and just being one of the guys on the team. And, you know, me, I want to work for what I get. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just get a check and feel like I didn't do nothing for it. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you know that you can be out there. You know what I'm saying? You know you can contribute to the team. You know, that's what hurts the most. You know what I'm saying? So – yeah, it's tough, man.
I like the fact that Josh Jones is pissed off that he's not playing. Because if he wasn't, then I'd be concerned. So the fact that he's hungry and he wants to get out there, I think that shows you something about him. But there's more to it than that.
I wonder what the more to it is.
Well, I think you have a better chance of being the starting safety if you could manage to not screw up a kick return for 64 yards and get called for holding when the ball carrier is already 15 yards ahead of you downfield. This is, in other words, Mike McCarthy is saying, look, knucklehead, you know, try not to get a penalty on special teams and maybe we'll put you back in the game.
Mike, how badly do they need this one to play a pretty clean game against San Francisco?
I think it's really thick right now. I think it's really, and San Francisco, man, they've lost by a couple of points, even though Jimmy Garoppolo's been out now for two games. They're a productive team, and they've got plenty of weapons. And I'll give you a full preview, too. I mean, I've been watching some tape of them. I don't know. I'm not trying to hype the game. I'm just telling you, they're. I don't know who the really bad team is, although maybe the Giants proved that last night. You know, there's a lot of these teams that got plenty of talent. There isn't somebody that's just completely void like the Browns have been the last couple of years. Tremont Williams, you're talking to him about mistakes on the back end and in the secondary. Here's what Tremont told me yesterday afternoon.
Against Detroit, we just hurt ourselves with turnovers. And even when we did get back on the field with short field position, as a defense, you know, we got to hold them to a field goal more than anything. And we had those opportunities. We got them to third downs a couple times, a couple miscommunications, as you said, at that point on the third, on money down. So if we can get out of those downs with field goals, you know, we would have been in good hands.
I mean, part of it is he's right. We talked about that last night. You're a couple of mistakes away from having a couple of more wins, you know. I mean, so I don't know how good the Packers are. I don't know if they're a couple of mistakes away from being even a worse football team or a better football team, but something's got to give this Monday night as they go into the bye week trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah, McCarthy had a really long explanation today. I haven't got that for you right now, but he talked about, you know, all kinds of little things that they're talking about, things that are being missed in meetings, execution, all that. But I'll tell you, I don't know this Mike McCarthy right now. I think he's kind of grasping for answers. I think he's feels like his back is to the wall a little bit, and he's repeating himself and not seeming to get his message through. And he can't get his quarterback, you know, in sync. And they've still got plenty of players, plenty of weapons. It's not like they've been that decimated by injuries. I'm tired of talking. They're hearing about work in progress, and I still think that they're almost four to six quarters away from really being where they should be if they have any chance of thinking that they're going to dominate and go deep in the playoffs this season.
Mike, great stuff. We'll chat again on Monday, okay?
Thank you, Billy.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.